Near FM.
Oh, yes. Welcome back. And now I am delighted to be joined by our very own Bernie Dwan, who you may have heard her on the A to Z of Historical Blunders, which is a fantastic history show. And delighted to have you on, Bernie. Going to tell us all about your time here with Near FM.
Hi, Adrian. Thanks very much for inviting me along to chat to you.
Not at all. Always, always good to talk to you. I remember Bernie. Now, how long are you here now?
Now, there's a good question. Maybe about two years? Maybe
yes.
A little over 2 years?
Little over, I think, yeah. I remember when you came and you were doing the course and getting in touch with you about for the training, to come in for the training. And then just when once you got involved, then you just you couldn't stop. You couldn't keep away from us, really.
No, I was like a freight train, you know. I tore into it.
Yeah.
But I mean, sure. Look, I mean, wasn't I trained by your good self to start with?
Oh,
and very good you were too. And you gave us all such confidence. And
thank you.
You left us off to have a go, and I must say you're a very good teacher.
Oh,
Adrian.
thank you so much, Bernie. But I mean, you had it all when you sent through you originally sent through an email, and you had a link to historical stuff that you had set up, your own website. It was fantastic, and when I saw that, I thought, oh my goodness, that's a program in itself that you could do. And then you went on to produce and present the A to Z of Historical Blunders, which is on when?
Okay, so it was, I mean, all the podcasts are available now. You know, if you just go to nearfm.ie, podcasts and history, and you'll see it there, the A to Z of Historical Blunders. So when it was originally broadcast, it was on every Tuesday evening from 6 to 7. And that was every fortnight it was on, yes. And I actually recorded the series in three parts. So it's obviously A to Z. It's a 26-part series. So I recorded it in chunks of, I think, something around eight series at a time. Then took a little break and then came back and did another chunk. So I think the entire project, the recording and broadcasting, happened over a two-year period.
Yeah. But it's all up there now for people to access at any time.
There's a podcast of every single show from A to Z, and there's also then links to my own website, oldfillybuster.com.
What's it called?
And Old Fillybuster, because I'm a curmudgeonly old fillybusterish, moany, middle-aged.
Fillybusterous? Where did you get that word? What's that about?
Well, fillibuster is a word, that's a word that comes from American politics, actually, and it's a strategy used in America in their House of Congress when someone doesn't want to delay a bill from being passed, and they will talk and talk and talk for as long as they can.
Right.
That's the simplest way I can put it. So, old filibuster, there it's called a filibuster, right?
Mm.
So I just put old in front of it. so it just kind of creates an image of our curmudgeonly old commentator.
Mm. Oh, I see,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, you come from a background, though, of teaching.
I do.
Yes.
So I started life as an English and history teacher 100 years ago in the 1980s. And really, I've been involved in creative writing and literature and history on and off since then. I did take a break in my career and go into technology at one stage. And then I left that gracefully and returned to the humanities. And really, you know, for the last 20 years or more, I've been involved in freelance journalism and teaching creative writing, teaching journalism, teaching literature and history, mainly in the adult education sphere and in a college of further education.
And how has it been for you then through the COVID? Are you going to be going back now to the teaching now shortly?
No, I actually know it worked out for me. So I was on a career break anyway because I wanted to concentrate on my other media projects. So I'm how I've been affected, actually, it hasn't been to do with education at all because I'm not in the college sphere anymore. Mm. But a lot of things I was involved with, like poetry performances and, you know, there was going to be an interesting NUJ, Dublin Freelance Branch seminar that I was going to chair about security. Let me see. There was a few things like that I was involved in that were cancelled because of COVID, you know. But an awful lot of my work, you know, involves writing and broadcasting and, you know, so I haven't been too badly affected. I would like to do some more performances. You know, some poetry performances have been cancelled.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least I can broadcast from home and that, which is a big help. I've learned how to use Audacity now on my laptop, and I can make programs at home, which I still can't get over myself that I can actually do that, you know.
Oh, great. So, and are you still putting up then content on the Near FM?
I am, yeah. So I have a slot there now. Near FM very kindly gave me a slot on Monday mornings. I'm on from 10 to 11 every Monday morning. So it's my programmes are really a combination of history, some of it related to the A to Z, but my own take on it, and some of it related to my more creative work that I've done.
Yeah.
So one of the ones I was actually delighted to do there some weeks ago was I was able to broadcast a show that I did with three other poets, Michael J. Whelan, Alan O'Brien, and oh my God, I'm after forgetting Jimmy, it's gone out of my head. Anyway, I devised a show to be performed at the Smock Alley Seen and Heard Festival, which took place in February and March of this year. It happens every year. And the show was called The Seven Ages, Like It or Not. And that show was based on the Seven Ages speech given by Jack in a Shakespeare comedy play called As You Like It. Some of your listeners might have done it for their junior or their intermediate certificate, depending on their age. But it's a famous speech, Shakespeare speech, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players.
Yes.
Some have their exits and their entrances. And it brings you through all the stages of life, from the baby to the very, very old person on the verge of death. So it's the seven ages of life. So what we did was, my idea was for us to have our own original poetry relating to each stage of life.
Yes, very
and
good.
Then we accompanied that with suitable song. And we put the show together, and it was accepted for the Seen and Heard Festival, and we performed it there in Smock Alley in February. So I had a recording of that, so I was able to broadcast that there a few weeks ago, one fine Monday morning, on Near FM. Yeah.
Great stuff. And then you've done a lot of, we had recent history seminars or whatever in the libraries, and you were hosting those.
That's right.
So that how was, did you find them?
So that was part of the Dublin Festival of History, and that happened last autumn 2019, and it was a BAI funded project, and I was delighted that Near FM then asked me to chair the discussions or to host them. So there was three sessions. And each session was held, they were outside broadcasts, so each session was held in a different public library in North Dublin. So the first one then was held in Ballymun Library, was very well attended to, a very nice library Ballymun is. And that dealt with, the topic of that night was the role of Jews and Protestants in Dublin, kind of around the era of the Tan War and kind of before and after it as well, you know.
Yeah.
And we had some very interesting guests, two very, very interesting guests on that show. We had Dr. Melanie Brown, who lectures on Irish Jewish history and identity in Trinity College, and Dr. Ida Milne, and she's a social historian and a European history lecturer in Carlow College. And she had actually written a book on the topic anyway, on part of it anyway. She had co-edited a book Protestant and Irish, the Minority Search for Place in Independent Ireland.
Yeah.
And that was published in 2019, so it's a recent one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's details of that on the programme anyway, but, you know, if people want to buy it. Now, that was a very lively discussion and full of interesting anecdotes from both Melanie and Ida. And I was delighted with that show. They were really very, very good, very mm-hmm. interesting. And more interestingly again, or equally interesting, sorry, I should say, Ida Milne also has written a book called Stacking the Coffins, Influenza, War and Revolution in Ireland,
wow.
1918 to 1919. Now, the interesting thing about that is it's about the 1918 flu pandemic, the effect it had
mm.
of the 1918 flu pandemic in Ireland. So that's well worth reading now,
yes.
in light of our current situation.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the interesting thing about those the library programmes as well is the audience, you know, could ask questions and they could join in as well, you know, and that made it very, very, very valuable for yeah. everyone. Yeah. Now, the second show then took place in Donaghmede Library, which is like a little treasure trove at the top of that rather mundane shopping centre in Donaghmede.
I
you
know.
Find this little place up the top
it's
and you walk in the door and it's mm. a magical little space.
Mm.
Now, that the topic we discussed there was the border and the democratic programme. And the guests there were Cormac Moore, who is currently working with Dublin City Council on its Decade of Commemorations programme. He's an author and an historian. And Padraig Yates. So he's the guy who has written copiously about revolutionary Dublin. He's written so many books and he also wrote that massive tome about the 1913 lockout. Now, they batted against each other wonderfully, the pair of them. They're very knowledgeable about their subject area.
Yeah.
And it's a complex topic, you know, the border and the democratic programme.
Yes.
So they really helped to explain the complexities of how Ireland became an independent free state and how the border was eventually established. It's a tricky one and it takes mm. some thinking about and explanation and explaining, but it's well worth listening to. And again, another book plug here, Cormac Moore's most recent book, it's called The Birth of the Border, The Impact of Partition in Ireland. And again, it's a timely one because Northern Ireland as a state in itself will be 100 years old next year in 2021.
Yes.
And also the whole business of the border and the fragility of the border, especially in a post-Brexit landscape,
mm.
you know, it's very important for us to understand the history, you know, and
yes.
that's where the, you know, that's what I'm trying to do all the time in my own A to Z of Historical Blunders, because the second part of that title is Mistakes in History That Should Never Have Been Repeated.
Oh, and unfortunately, that's all we
yeah.
do, make mistakes
yeah.
in history and repeat.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Mm. So that's what I'm trying to do all the time. I'm trying to look at a mistake that was made in history and then look at a similar mistake that was made later, you know.
Mm.
So people didn't from what happened before, you know.
Mm.
So maybe I'll give you a few examples of those, but I'll tell you about Raheny Library first, because that was the third location for the Dublin Festival of History session, okay,
mm.
the outside broadcast.
Yeah.
And that was a very interesting one because it was very accessible. Women in Dublin in the era of the Tan War. Now, we went beyond that and we discussed really the role of women in Irish history, you know, from really from the 1860s onwards.
Yeah.
And we went beyond even, you know, the 1920s. So we had two great guests, very entertaining guests, both Dublin City historian, Dublin City Council historians in residence.
Mm.
And that was Maeve Catherley and Dr. Mary Muldowney. Mm. So they're both very interesting historians. They're involved in oral history and outreach projects, and their excellent historical work has been promoting the prominent role of women in the Republican movement. Now, you know, they've really, since 2016, you know, they've done a lot of work. So they managed then to convey loads of information with a dash of humour. And you'll appreciate this when you log in and you have a listen to the podcast. So very informative and entertaining. And, you know, it's hard to get that mix of your historians, you know. For them to be both entertaining and informative is a great achievement. So yeah. Over the three shows then, we had top-class historians. It was great that Near FM were able to get them.
Yeah.
They delivered quality history lessons on key aspects of Irish history. So that's a great trilogy, you know.
Yes, and the fact is that we do get the opportunity here and there to do such fantastic things and work with such, you know, fantastic people in various fields. And, you know, you have yourself just summed up there all the opportunities and the people that you met, and going out on all of those outside broadcasts that are done. Of course, they're recorded and they're all up there then on the website that people can now listen to and hear all about those. But I'm going to have to go.
Do you know what? Oh, yeah.
Everything has changed in here because of COVID, and we have to get out of the studio a lot quicker. And cleaning down the equipment and all of that has to happen. So, unfortunately, Bernie, I've enjoyed chatting to you.
Not at all.
Thanks so much for telling us all about those history broadcasts that you've worked on, and look forward to hearing all of the rest of the stuff that you're going to be doing this Monday programme. I must listen in to that. Yes.
Okay. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Bernie.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Bye.
Take care. God bless.
Bye.
The lovely Bernie Dewan there, our history buff. And do go on to the website and check out all of those broadcasts. You can search for Bernie, D-W-A-N, Dwan, and you'll get any of the historical blunders and any of the history programmes that she's been part of.